Well, this Sunday is Father's Day, a time to celebrate that father-son relationship, father-daughter relationship. And we have a local author here in the studio who has just published a book specifically about the father-son relationship. Peter Filene is the author. He's written 5 books. You may also know him as a photographer who displays in the Frank Gallery, a really terrific artist as well as a great author. And his new book just out last year is called Striving Fathers, Troubled Sons, From John Adams to James Baldwin, talking about the father-son relationship as it manifests itself in a lot of really significant, notable figures in history. And he joins us here now in the studio to talk about it. Peter, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, I'm delighted to have this chance to talk about my book. It was a very meaningful experience for me to explore the relationships between these fathers and sons in 7 different families. Some of the families are pretty well known. The Adamses, after all, they were stars on TV series. and Woodrow Wilson and his father, we've heard of them. Some of the fathers and sons surprised me, though. Rockefellers, I mean, I thought I knew about John D. Rockefeller. I didn't know about his father, Big Bill. Big Bill was, as it turned out, a confidence man. He sold bottles of cancer-curing liquid for $25 throughout the Midwest. Huh. And then midway through John D.'s teenage years, turns out that his father had married a woman and started a second family.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. John D. Rockefeller didn't say much about this in the rest of his life, but had to become a self-made man because his father was not a model for how to grow up and become a man. Each of these 7 families illustrated a different aspect of how to grow up and become a man. And partly that was because each of them came at a different place in the scope of American history. I end with James Baldwin, who, as it happened, had 2 fathers. His first father, he never knew. His first father left him and his mother before James was born. His second father was a much older man who married Jimmy's mother and brought along a son. So Jimmy only later learned that this father was not his real father, but a stepfather, and worse, an abusive father who literally beat the children and made Jimmy feel ugly all his life. He felt ashamed. His job growing up was to overcome his hatred of this father. And what's so remarkable about James Baldwin, besides being an extraordinary author and thinker, essayist, is that he learned to convert that hate into love and recognize that his stepfather made him who he was as much as impeded him from becoming who he wanted to be.
What was the impetus for you for starting the project? What was it that got you excited about, I'm going to write a book about these relationships?
Well, I'd read a lot of the letters between John Adams and John Quincy Adams, and even more the wonderful letters that Woodrow Wilson wrote his father and his father wrote it back. These were works of literature, just a wonderful kind of theater on the page, you might say. Mm-hmm. But people kept asking me, is there something here about you and your son? Well, no, I have a wonderful son and a wonderful relationship with him, have had from the beginning. It was only toward the end that I came around to realizing, oh, if this is at all personal, it's about my father,
mm-hmm.
who was a good man, a good father. He was also a man that didn't say much, and I regret I didn't ask much. So this was a kind of taciturn, loving relationship. Only a few years before he died did I have the good sense to interview him on tape, and even that didn't get far enough into all that I wished I'd known. So this book is about how I could make up for what I didn't have, mm-hmm. didn't ask.
Do you see that kind of feeling of regret in the sons that you write about?
Yes, often the fathers were either absent in terms of attention or overbearing. The overbearing ones were the ones who tried to make their namesakes, John D. Rockefeller Jr.,
mm-hmm.
into the same person that Senior was. But often these fathers were inattentive because, not of their own fault, fathers were taken away from their homes by work.
Mm-hmm.
Industrialization took them away. And now we're learning how fathers want to come back, be dad to buddy. But it's hard. Mothers are out of the household 7-8 hours a day, middle-class mothers, middle-class fathers even longer. To be a good, involved father is fighting the trend of this social economic mm-hmm. setup.
Speaking with Peter Filian, the author of Striving Fathers, Troubled Sons, From John Adams to James Baldwin, new book just out last year, available at Flyleaf Books, local bookstores all around the area. And it's seven different relationships in the course of the book, and you've mentioned some kind of through lines with all of those relationships and some kind of universal things that we see in various forms and guises in every relationship. But I imagine if you'd written the same book with seven different father-son combinations, not the people that you wrote about, but seven other ones, it would have been in many ways a similar book, but a completely different one as well.
Yeah, it would have been exactly that. I think the through lines that I discovered as mm-hmm. a historian hold true for most fathers and sons.
Mm-hmm.
These are famous people because they're the only ones who left enough letters and diaries for me to pry into their private lives. I also...
It's the advantage of being obscure.
Yeah, exactly. You won't be brought to the surface by my nosiness, right? I also, though, just came to respect and in some ways find these families so endearing, even in their struggles and sometimes their failure to be the best kinds of fathers mm-hmm. that they might have been. I became very sympathetic with their struggles
mm-hmm.
and watching these fathers wish that their sons were, quote, more successful.
Even the ones whose sons turned out to be presidents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it's so remarkable that my advice is, if you want to get some advice out of all this, don't be born to a father who's a millionaire or a president. The pressures are too
great. The pressure's on.
Yes,
yeah.
And you're never going to make it on your own terms.
What are some of your favorite stories or anecdotes from these seven chapters? You mentioned John Rockefeller finding out about his father's second life. What else?
I think the big discovery for me was, and here I'm talking as an artist, was the Wyeth family.
Mm-hmm.
N.C. Wyeth was the most noted, famous illustrator of his day. You'll see his work on the cover of and inside Treasure Island and Robin Hood and so forth. He then became, nevertheless, was so self-critical because he felt he could never live up to what his father wanted out of him, a practical life. He ended up, N.C. Wyeth did, going to set up a patriarchy, really, with his family, his five children, including, of course, the man we do know about even more, Andrew Wyeth. Mm-hmm. And the more he found Andy Wyeth to become a, you know, superlative painter, the more N.C. Wyeth, his father, began to doubt his own success and subordinate himself, really, to his son. N.C. Wyeth is a man of magnificent words, magnificent painting, and magnificent ambivalence. A very troubling story with a happy ending for Andy Wyeth, at mm-hmm. least.
What's been the reaction to the book from readers?
What I've been so gratified by is that my friends and family, and even people who don't know me, have mentioned one or another of these families and saying, oh, I love the Steffenses. No, the Wyeths, I never knew. And I started with James Baldwin and went backwards. So yes, it proved that these illustrations, these family stories, are what makes the book. And I feel that the 5 years of working on this book were worth it, every minute of it.
Do you have a next project? You've written five books, and they're all very different from each other.
Well, what I'm doing, I don't know where it goes, like everything I try. Mm-hmm. This one has been pieces, memoir pieces, not autobiography, somewhere short of fiction, but trying to find out what memory tells me and how it's deceived me.
Mm-hmm.
The deceptions have been startling. I'll just say that. Yes.
Speaking with Peter Filene, for people who want a copy of the book, and again, the title is Striving Fathers, Troubled Sons, From John Adams to James Baldwin, where can they get a copy? Where can they get more information about you and the book?
You can get copies at Flyleaf Books, mm-hmm. and then, if need be, on Amazon. And
only if Flyleaf's out.
Yes. Yeah. Flyleaf has some copies at the moment, and Frank Gallery has a couple of copies if you want to stop in at my favorite art gallery here in University Place. And if you want to find out more about me, I guess Google is the way, or read the back cover of the book.
Sounds good. Again, the book is Striving Fathers, Troubled Sons, From John Adams to James Baldwin. Just out, great read, especially with Father's Day just around the corner. Peter Filene, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. I'm glad to be here. It was a pleasure.